An essay from actress Jennifer Lawrence is starting a few conversations. She wrote in Lena Dunham's online newsletter Lenny about what blogger Alexandra Petri is calling the women in a meeting language. Jennifer Lawrence writes that she was in a meeting and gave her opinion in a blunt, clear way, no aggression, when the man she was speaking to reacted as if she'd completely gone off. "Whoa," he said, "I thought we were on the same team." "Wait a minute," Lawrence thought, "I hear men talk like that all the time." Well, as Alexandra Petri wrote in the Washington Post, nailed it. She went on to imagine famous sayings in history as spoken by a woman trying not to sound like she's gone off. For instance, Revolutionary War hero Patrick Henry's "Give me liberty or give me death," performed by our colleague Erica Morrison.
"I just really feel like if we had liberty, it would be terrific. But the alternative would be just awful, you know? That's just how it strikes me. I don't know."
Deborah Tannen is a linguist at Georgetown University, author of many books, including 9 to 5, Women and Men at Work. So, Professor Tannen, your opinion, are Jennifer Lawrence and Alexandra Petri onto something?
Oh, yeah. We talk about it as the double bind. If women, it's not just meetings, if women at work talk in ways that are expected of a person in authority, they come across as too aggressive, and there's even that word that starts with B, gets attached to us. On the other hand, if they talk in ways expected of women, they're liked, and it's all the things that we just heard, then they're underestimated. They're seen as less confident, even less competent than they really are.
Well, let's listen to another example that Alexandra came up with in this really clever article she wrote. Here's Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president, famous for saying in his 1933 inaugural address, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Declarative. Here it is from our intern, Zoe Matthews.
"I have to say, I'm sorry, I have to say this. I don't think we should be as scared of non-fear things as maybe we are, if that makes sense. Sorry, I feel like I'm rambling."
No, that's great.
I think we all recognize all those aspects of speech associated with women that women are often told not to do. It's rising intonation, sounds like a question when it's a statement. "I'm sorry, sort of, just really, I don't know." Some of it is just all the self-deprecating tone. I have to give you this example I just recently came across. It's a digital version of this. A woman at work was training an intern. And they got to be pretty friendly, maybe 6 months into his position there. They had that conversation we often have, you know, "Gee, what did you think of me when you first met me?" And he said, very similar to what Jennifer Lawrence wrote about, he said, "Your emails are just so blunt. They're just so to the point. You don't use any, 'Hey, how are you?' smiley faces, exclamation point." In other words, all those things that are expected of women. And so she came across as that B word, because she didn't use the things he expected of women. And her reaction was, "Hey, welcome to the workplace. This is work."
No, interesting. And because she was speaking exactly the way men would in an email. Time magazine writes about manterrupting, unnecessary interruption of a woman by a man, bropriating, taking a woman's idea and taking credit for it. We've spoken before on the program with psychologists who say that very often a woman will put an idea out on the table and it isn't even heard. You know, somebody else will suggest it a few minutes later and has not even heard it when it came from a woman's mouth. But then, Professor, we've also spoken on this program that a way that young women in particular, not all of them, but some have of speaking, that they are embracing, they are adopting. It's not to just try to get there. It's not just to grovel and find a way to get their thoughts across. We've spoken about vocal fry, the high-pitched voice, the sentence going up at the end. And we spoke with a professor who said, you know, women always lead the way. Young women in particular have a way of speaking. We criticize it, and then as a culture, we adopt it. So square that for us.
I think there's a lot of truth to both sides of that. Yes, absolutely. We know, linguists know, that young women are often at the forefront of change. Women are not the only ones who use rising intonation. You hear it from men as well as women. But the double bind means there's a can't win aspect to this. And really what you need to do is find a middle ground. All the experiences that you mentioned earlier, women say something at a meeting, it's ignored, then a man says the same thing and it's picked up. I hear that from every single woman who's ever been in a professional position in a meeting. So those things are probably going to be slow to change, but we can work together. If you see it happening to a different person, to someone else, call attention to it. It's a little hard to say, hey, I said that, but it's pretty easy to say, Sally said that.
That's Deborah Tannen. By the way, her book about the workplace is Talking from 9 to 5. Professor Tannen, thanks as always.
Thank you.